And then when you think of computers and how that computers can store, recall, and manipulate data faster than humans. So technology is powerful. Artificial intelligence that takes the place of humans, is faster, stronger. It can recall, it can store, it can manipulate data. So it's a powerful tool that we have in our society today.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for the conclusion of artificial intelligence. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of artificial intelligence.
He will control this world in an evil way. And, you know, if you look at, you know, I did a teaching last year on the Great Reset and how that, you know, there's leaders of the world that are coming together, you know, the leaders of America included, United States, are coming together to see how they can reset everything, how that we can, you know, reset economies, how we can reset health, you know, and when you look at the pandemic that we went through, you know, it was devastating. You know, yeah, it was, it put us, you know, in our homes. We weren't able to come out, there were certain places that you couldn't go, right? But if you look at that, and I think that, you know, a lot of it was for our health. So I'm saying that a lot of it was for our health. But I think that there was a fine line, saints, that moved, somebody hear me now, that moved over the line. It crossed the line between health and control. It crossed the line between health and control, right? So I'm saying that, you know, I think that a lot of things that we did were for our health. And I thank God that we were able to do those things and get this virus under control. No question about that. And I'm totally in agreement, you know, with the health aspect. But I think there was a part where, if you look, I think we crossed over that line of being concerned about people's health, and now it was about control, right? And so, you know, how do you use artificial intelligence as a mean of control? You know, we looked at the video last week of the technology is already being used to put the chip in people's underneath their skin. And, you know, if you think about it, if you got this chip, right, and you're not complying with what the government is telling you to do, guess what they're going to do? They're going to shut down your chip. They're going to turn your chip off. And now you can't what? You can't do anything, right? Because everything, you know, your credit card numbers on, your medical records are on there, your bank account is on there, you know, to start your car, right, is on there. You know, I have one of those starters where, you know, you don't have to put the key in, right? You just get in your car and push a button. Now, if your key is not in there, right, if you leave your key somewhere else, then you can't start your car. But as long as you got your little fob, you know, in your pocket or in your purse, you know, and it's in your vehicle, then you can start it up. So just think of how that people will, leaders will be able to control us through technology. Okay, so in the last days, man will use artificial intelligence as a means of control. And then in the last days, man will use artificial intelligence for deceptive purposes. Notice 2 Timothy 3:13 talking about the last days. Look what it says here. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So there will be a lot of the, yeah, and so, you know, Paul's saying that this is going to be the spirit of the day, deception. Now, can you imagine if people can get a hold of this technology, how deceptive it will be, how much they will use that technology to deceive other people. So deception will be the order of the day in the last days, as far as this artificial intelligence is concerned. Now, let's look at a couple things here. Let's look at the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? Let's look at the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, so, you know, I went through, let me go back, Saints, and say this, all right? That I went through all this to show from a biblical perspective how this shit can turn bad real quick, how that artificial intelligence can go south real quick, right? That, you know, man is a sinner and can use artificial intelligence for selfish reasons. Man's imagination goes against the purposes of God. Man can be influenced by Satan. Man can design artificial intelligence to replace God. In the last days, artificial intelligence will be used as a means of control. And in the last days, man will use artificial intelligence for deceptive purposes. So let's look at the good, the bad, and the ugly. The voice cloning, right? That, you know, they're able to clone people's voices now. Now, I went and I said, the good is that a person who wrote a book, that they could take some of his, just a couple sentences that he says, and then they can translate that book into another language, and they can use this guy's voice, whoever wrote the book, to read the book in another language. Wow. I mean, that's powerful that's powerful technology, right? That's some powerful technology that they can use that, you know, to read books in other languages. You know, I think I told you about they can take a grandma's voice, just a couple sentences from grandma's voice, and when grandma dies and goes to be with the Lord, that she can actually read a book to her grandchildren, right? In her voice, they can read the book. You know, I mean, that's how technology, now, you know, that somebody might say, well, I don't know if that's good or bad right there, but voice cloning, you know, it can be used for some good purposes. What is the bad and the ugly is when hackers take people's voices and use them for nefarious purposes. As I shared with you about the sister who was tricked into sending money because she thought she heard her sister's voice, and she had talked to her sister, and her sister told her she was in trouble. So voice cloning. Here goes one right here, facial recognition. Now this is powerful. You know, I just got a computer, and so y'all pray for me, right? Because one of the questions that it asked me was, did you know how when you first go into your computer and you have to put in a password? Well, it asked me, did I want to use facial recognition to get into my computer? And I tell you what, Saints, I'm just not there right now. You know, I'm just not there, right? So I just said, no, I'd rather put in a password. But this facial recognition, I mean, it's supposed to be real easy, right? You don't even have to put in a password. All you got to do is sit in front of your computer and it recognizes your face and it starts up your computer for you, opens your computer. Facial recognition. They actually track criminals. They've made arrests based on facial recognition. So that's the good. Now, what's the bad and the ugly? The bad and the ugly is that you can track anyone at anywhere at any time. So as the old saying goes, Big Brother is always watching. Big Brother always knows where you're at, you know? And so that's why, you know, you got to tell yourself, you know, that song, right? Be careful, little hands, what you do. Be careful, little feet, where you go. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. And what's the song that we used to teach the kids? For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see, little feet, where you go, little mouth, what you say. Be careful. Why? Because the Father up above is looking down in love. You know, I'm going to write I'm gonna write another part to that song. I don't, you know, I gotta make it rhyme, but you know, you can say, big brother up above is not looking down in love. Right? He's not looking, big brother is not looking down in love. Big brother is looking to know what you're doing. Big brother is looking to track you down. Big brother is looking to control you. So that's the bad and the ugly, right? So there's some good with facial recognition. So again, if you notice here, Saints, I'm not throwing out the baby with the bathwater. I'm saying that there's good, but there's also the bad and there's also the ugly. What about data storage? You know, they can, again, if you get one of them chips under your skin, you know, you can have all your medical records on there. So just think, if in an emergency, something happened to you, and they were coming and they tried to give you a certain treatment, you know, but they scan that chip that's in your, under your skin, and it says that, you know, no, you can't do this to this person because they have this medical condition. You know, if you do this, it's going to kill them. So, I mean, it, from that standpoint, you know, that, that data storage has saved your life. You know, having that chip implanted has saved your life, right? Man, praise God for that. Praise God that we can have these records, you know, like that. But what about the negative side, the bad and the ugly, is that this information can be hacked. Your data can be hacked and it can be sold. Just think if the wrong person gets access to your information, you know, what they can do with it, right? All your information, bank accounts, health, you know, everything about you is in one place. And if somebody can hack into that, then they, you know, that's the bad and the ugly. And then even the chip implants. Just think, what's something good? If a child has been abducted, right? And if a child has a chip, you can know where that child is at. You can track that child down. What a blessing that is. What a blessing it is to be able to have, for a child to have that chip and you be able to find that child if they've been abducted, or even if they got lost, you know, that you can find them. But what is the bad and the ugly? Well, again, you know, somebody asked, is the Antichrist here? You know, I don't know if the Antichrist is here or not, right? But let me say this. Everything that needs to be in place for the Antichrist to come is already here. So that's my answer to that question. I don't know if the Antichrist is here, but everything that the Antichrist needs is already here. You know, the preparation for the mark of the beast, you know, is already here. And the Bible talked about this thousands of years ago, right? That, you know, a mark in the hand or the forehead. You know, who would have thought? I mean, back then, man, John, what are you talking about when you wrote Revelation? What are you talking about, John? A mark in their hand or forehead, right? That was far-fetched. But look now, you know, everything that's needed is already here. All those things that John, and you know, the fact is 100 years ago, you couldn't have said this, right? But, you know, today, you know, again, as this technology doubles, you know, and as some people will tell us, is already doubling every 12, 13 hours. So, you know, when you look at that, you know, it's the stuff is here. It's here, Saints. You know, we don't need to guess or be worried about whether it's here yet or not, because it's here. It's already here. Now let's look at the bad and the ugly. You know, what are some concerns? So these are concerns that we should have when we think about technology. The first concern is employment. You know, because robots and computers can do the job more faster, what are they doing? They're taking jobs from human beings, right? I mean, there's, you know, as time goes on, you know, there's going to be less and less jobs. You know, you used to go to Giant Eagle, right? And there was a cashier that checked you out. Now, you know, they still have cashiers checking you out. I think that's probably always going to be a part of it because of the human element. However, you know, I see a whole lot of people going through, and me included, going through the self-checkout line, right? So when you think about going through the self-checkout, you know, years ago, who checked you out? You didn't have that option, right? There was a person that was checking you out. So we see that through this artificial intelligence. I mean, just think, you know, it can scan your groceries. You know, I mean, you don't have to have anybody standing there punching in, you know, keys or punching in a price. You know, it just scans, you know, whatever it is. And somebody told me, well, not somebody told me, but as I was studying, they said that the technology is already here where you can walk into the store. Watch this now, Saints. You can walk into the store. You can do your shopping. You can walk out of the store without stopping at a register or anything else and go home. That, you know, it already has rung up your groceries, already charged your account, your bank account, your credit card, whatever the case might be, that you can actually walk in a store. You know, the technology is here where you can walk in a store and shop and just leave. Now, you know, they even have, now just think of this. They even have people that will come to your house and put your groceries away, right? Now, just think, one day, there's probably going to be a robot that's able to do that. You know, robot is going to do all your shopping for you, and then it's going to come to your house, and it's going to, you know, I guess you program it. It's going to know exactly where to put all your groceries, just where you want them, right? So, you know, we see that a concern is that, you know, technology is taking jobs. Discrimination that you can encrypt in when for job, you know, not pretty much, and I haven't had to look for a job lately, so hopefully I won't have to look for a job, you know, but that, the next thing I'm going to be doing is at some point is retiring, so I'm not going to be looking for a job, Lord willing. But, you know, if you look for a job, somebody said you can't even go to the place anymore and talk to somebody. You got to fill the thing out online, right? You got to fill the application out online. And so the concern is that they can encrypt information to find out, like if you're African American that lives in Homewood, right? They can encrypt that in there and they can say, well, you know what? You know, Homewood, man, this somebody getting shot there every day. You know, that's kind of a dangerous neighborhood. You know, this person might be one of these individuals that's shooting folks up. And so we're going to encrypt in here. If you're from Homewood and you're African American, that they can actually discriminate, you know, by what they input into the application. Or, you know, if you want to weed out a certain group of people, or if you want to include a certain group of people, that actually, you know, they can encode that in the information so that you know, you never get a shot at the job because you've been eliminated based on the encrypted information that they have put in the application process. What about ethical decisions? You know, when you think about artificial intelligence, ethical decisions based on data input, not on human reasoning. And so, you know, I shared this a couple of weeks ago, but let me share it again. So, you know, ethical decisions, these self-driving cars, right? So just imagine that everybody has a self-driving car and there's two cars getting ready to get into an accident. And both of these cars have been programmed. Well, it can actually cause, and it can say, well, there's three people in one car and there's one person in the other car. So we're going to let the one person in the other car be the one that get killed. And we're going to say, you know, we're going to design the technology or design the impact so that the three people in the one car, that their lives are spared. So again, you might say, well, that, you know, that's kind of a good thing. You save three lives instead of one. But just think, that's just one where the computers are making these ethical decisions, right? Do we save the three people in one car, or do we save the one person in one car? And so what other ethical decisions that will these computers be able to make? You know, again, well, let me do this, because it's being based on how it's being programmed. So it's not, as we're going to see here, right? It's void of human conscience, right? It doesn't take into account the soul and spirit. They don't have moral reasonings, but you know, these, they call them algorithms, you know, the trends and what they see happening. That's what programs these computers, that they don't have a human conscience, right? So instead of it being reasoned, you know, through a voice of conscience, it's going to do what it's been programmed to do. And so if you program the accident to save three lives instead of one life, then that's exactly what's going to happen. So, you know, again, you know, the scary thing is that you can translate that into other areas as you program things. Okay. So this doesn't take into account, you know, the soul and spirit, the fact that we've all been created in the image of God. It don't take into consideration the image of God on our lives. And so this is the bad and the ugly. And then, you know, what about friends? You know, it's being touted that we can be friends with robots, right? And that, you know, the problem is that when you look at human relationships, they are reciprocal, they are spontaneous, they are intuitive. You know, you can't, you know how you say to somebody, man, you're feeling me, you know, you're feeling where I'm at. Well, you know, if you got a robot friend, the robot friend, it might tell you that they're feeling, if they've been programmed to tell you that they're feeling you, right? They can say that, or they might be able to, whatever they've been programmed to do, but they're not feeling you from a soul and a spirit standpoint. You know, they're feeling you from the fact that that's what they've been programmed to do, right? And if you look at real friendships, they are organic and not programmed. So, you know, and if you're friends with a robot, you know, then there's the loss of human to human contact. So, you know, these are the bad and the ugly things that can result as from artificial intelligence. So again, I want to make it clear that I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I told you guys that there's a lot of good in artificial intelligence, a lot of good, you know, and God, according to James, every good and perfect gift is from a God, from above. So there's a lot of good, but there's also, you know, when it gets into the hands, which we live in, all you got to do is turn on your news and you see there's a lot of wicked people in the world. There's a whole lot of wicked people in the world. And so when wicked people get a hold of technology, then it becomes bad and it becomes ugly.
Thank you for joining us today on And Kurt and Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of The War of Gog and Magog. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Artificial Intelligence, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Artificial Intelligence. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Artificial Intelligence from our Bible Prophecy Series. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series on Bible prophecy is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galaise. Dr. Galaise is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.